This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station studios. My flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer here in Tampa, two great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our 18-wheeler drivers, the guys and gals out there over the road going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to our bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang there, and to our suicide jockeys, Tom and company, out there hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel all around the sidewalks and the cities and whatnot. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Let's see, it's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I didn't have that right. I do now. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. Find us over there, Captain's America, at Captain's America. We'll get you all of that. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Joining us from California, we've got Kyle Ward, the professor of politics. Hey, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, what do you think about the oil prices out there? You got any thoughts about that?
Well, I know that we're seeing some fluctuation in it, and we're seeing some reduction at the pump, but I think overall it's not – it's so significant that people will think everything is getting better. In fact, I think people are actually waiting for the next shoe to drop in terms of increases.
Well, there is going to be another shoe. There invariably always is. Right now, we're going through a period where here at home, people are fueling up less, which means we're getting more oil and more finished product in the pipelines and in the storage areas, running out of space for it. Which is another reason why they dropped the price, because they got nowhere to put it. They got to sell it, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
And despite this being the height of the traditional summer driving season, we're not seeing a lot of summer driving going on. Now, these two key factors are behind the recent drop in prices. Also, if these supply-demand dynamics hold, AAA is predicting further price relief at the pump. However, they believe, come the fall, that this trend will reverse and the prices will turn around and go right back up again.
Well, right. This seems to be the general trend, and there doesn't seem to be something that you could really point to other than maybe a temporary reduction in terms of driving or demand that is going to affect it in the short term. But the long term, Captain, the more that we continue on with not having the Keystone XL pipeline, with restricting, and despite what President Biden might say, you know, making it so onerous to be able to drill for oil in the United States of America, this isn't going to, it's not going to end well. There's no magic unicorn thing that's going to make it all better.
I heard them say, again, the Democrats, that there were 9,000 permits that were out there that they could be drilling on that land, and they're not drilling it. Well, guess what? Those 9,000 permits, the majority of them are on federal land. And what did Joe Biden go and do right off the bat when he came into office?
Yeah, you can't drill on federal land.
So, therefore, who's trying to schnooker who here?
Right. But what they hope is that all the people here is, oh, there's all these permits. It must be these oil companies that are so bad and they're not doing their job or some kind of thing like that. Anything other than Joe Biden and company are deliberately sabotaging the U.S. oil industry.
2 years ago, one of the largest oil companies out there in America lost $10 billion. Because of the pandemic. And the reason they lost the money is because they had to shut down some of their refineries because of the people getting sick and whatnot. They didn't have all their gas stations open, same reason. And there was nowhere to do anything, you know, to sell the oil, to do whatever. So instead of just going out there and producing a bunch of oil and a bunch of products and not having anywhere to put it, they decided to just shut things down for a little bit, and as a means of the process, they lost $10 billion. Now, that's not a drop in the bucket, and it's taken them a while to bring that money back up, because I keep hearing, well, the oil companies are making all this money, look, they made $4 billion, $5 billion, $6 billion. Well, if you've lost $10 billion, you got to go a ways to get that $10 billion back, right?
Well, of course, yes.
And why aren't we hearing people talking about that?
Well, because it's much easier to demonize industries or companies, anything in order to facilitate your own political agenda. And that's what I think they're doing.
All right. I'll go with that. I'll go with that. All right, folks. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Thursday morning. Don't go anywhere. We'll be coming right back right after your stations get a chance to pay a few of their bills. So I shall return. In the meantime, we'll let Kathy take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thanks very much, Jeff. That's Jeff in Sarasota. We had lunch with him yesterday and our buddy John, and always a pleasure. Now, I will tell you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Seth and Pete Talbot. Now, those guys are on a mission, and you rarely see a company that's trying to do something like what they're trying to do. They've got a product that works, and it's very simple. You have to try it to see if it'll work for you. So, Relief Factor, if you're suffering from back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle, foot pain, whatever kind of pain you got going on, this is a product that will help you. It really will. How do I know that? Because I've been taking it for 8 years. And I take it, I start my day with it every day, and it gets in your system, and once in a while you have to take it maybe a second time, but it will work, it will keep you moving. Those aches and those pains that you have, you won't even know about them anymore, they'll be gone. Now, one of the reasons for that is because of the ingredients. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which are all natural ingredients. There are no narcotics, no drugs at all in this product. It's 100% drug-free. And it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going to four different metabolic pathways to get to the pain to alleviate the source of the pain. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product too, which is good for you. It's like taking a vitamin. So why not give it a try? $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. That's all it costs. $19.95. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, relieffactor.com. the 3-week quick start. That's the way to go. Because, Kyle, what do we say to everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. And boy, you will. You will. I've taken it for 8 years, and it works for me, and it'll work for you, too. Now, Kyle, ABC News got fact-checked for their deceptive photos that appeared to show Ayok and Omar in handcuffs when they weren't. And they got fact-checked, and they got caught with their hands in a cookie jar.
Well, I guess maybe somebody thought, well, you know, we got to help the cause. You know, we got to make them look good, as opposed to reporting exactly what they were doing in the sense that they were pretending to have handcuffs on and stuff like that. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, when she took her hand out from behind her back, Ayok, that is, and waved at everybody.
Yeah, it's almost like it's, you know, as I said, they're pretending, you know, just sort of play acting. And, you know, it's always fun to have, you know, make-believe time. But gee whiz, now this is members of Congress doing this.
Now, the Capitol Police Chief yesterday fired back after criticism at the U.S. attorney who refused to charge Stephen Colbert's staffers that were arrested at the Capitol Office Building with the same charges, which, by the way, they had been initially charged with the same charges that the January 6th people had. And they let them go and dropped all the charges and all that. And the Capitol Hill police chief is now taking flack for it. And he says, hey, it's not me. It's the U.S. attorney that dropped all this.
Well, right. Now, you have these, what they call, I guess, the Colbert Nine. They were in the Capitol grounds and the buildings. They were doing some interviews. They filmed a skit. But then they were out, they weren't in the building anymore, but then they got ushered back in by an aide to one of the members of Congress there. However, there was another aide working for one of the members of Congress, Jamal Bowman, a Democrat from New York, heard them outside yelling, screaming, banging on the door of Representative Lauren Boebert's, she's a Republican from Colorado, on her door, evidently filming another skit of some sort, and got alarmed. And the officers found them in the building. They had no authorization to be in the building. And yes, so they arrested them. But now, I guess because they're far-left Democrats, one might think that it's all just a big misunderstanding. It's all okay. You don't have to worry about that, you know. So no harm, no foul, I guess.
Now, we heard Alan Dershowitz the other day talk about the trial for Steve Bannon, saying that he was going to get railroaded because he didn't have much of a defense or whatever the reason was. But get this. The Bannon prosecution, the prosecutor, rested their case after just calling two witnesses.
Yeah, we had heard that this was going to be a very fast moving trial, and that it would be concluded fairly quickly because it wasn't going to be protracted in any way. But I think at the heart of the matter of this whole thing, Captain, of course, by now, just a while back now, former President Trump waived any executive privilege. This was the reason, as I understand, why Bannon was refusing to testify or to respond to the subpoena.
Right.
Now, in our system, you can challenge things like that. You get to go through the legal system and so on and so forth. But no matter what people might think about Bannon or the whole thing or the whole kit and caboodle, the idea that you can challenge something based on executive privilege, that can still be worked out in the court system as to whether or not are you really covered by it, were you really covered by it, or does it matter in terms of the timing of what they're going to ask you about, and does the privilege extend to that? I guarantee, Captain, if this was for a Democrat president, they would be bending over backwards trying to make sure they could make executive privilege stick. But because it's about Trump and January 6th and the whole thing, it's all hands on deck to go after anybody, and Steve Bannon is the one they're going after here.
Right. And, of course, let's not forget that the U.S. Cyber Command reported yesterday that some 20 Russian hacking indicators were going on against the Ukraine.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. And those probably may be the ones that they even know about. You know, there's probably more than that.
That they don't know about.
That's right. Exactly. So this is, and also, you know, I think too, Captain, what may be really, really relevant about this kind of thing is that if it ever comes to a larger conflict, this is going to be at the very heart of how the wars are going to be fought. And certainly they're probing networks all the time. They're looking to get into just about anything they can find, especially public utilities, things like that, because not just tanks, but it's cyber tanks, as it were.
Now, President Biden has hinted on speaking to China's President Xi within the next 7 to 10 days. Don't know how that's going to work out or if it'll even take place, because he's not really on the number one hit parade with China or anybody else.
Well, no. And one would have to think, though, Captain, that the issue of Taiwan would have to be raised somehow, somewhere, especially with what the president said, how, and again, this is something the White House had to scramble. Remember, this was several weeks ago when asked if we would get involved militarily in Taiwan, and the president said yes. And they had to try to back all that out. So the tensions and the relationship, actually, I should say, the relationships are certainly being strained at this point.
Well, there's a number of people out there that believe that Joe Biden just can't get an audience with the Pope, let alone anybody else.
Right. Well, I don't know. Yeah, the Pope may say, no, I don't want to be seen with Joe Biden right now. But Nancy Pelosi, that's a different story for the Pope. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that Biden is becoming more toxic. The thing with the Chinese government may also be that they would try to make it look as though, you know, that they're much more powerful than Biden and try to make that narrative come out. But we're in a real dangerous position right now because of the perceived weakness and the perceived not just weakness of our policy, but the weakness of the president himself. And that's a terrible thing to say, because in so many ways, Captain, politics many times ends at the shore. Right. Somebody starts criticizing Biden overseas, and most Americans would say, OK, now, wait a minute. That's our president. So be careful. But it's unfortunate that these perceptions are becoming more long lasting.
Well, it's because of the leader that we have that's obviously either A, in over his head, or B, incapable of running the country.
Well, right. And certainly talking about things like we had earlier in the program about how he has cancer from oil slicks on the windshield. I mean, this is a big-time problem.
Or asthma.
One or the other. That's right.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break again. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
President Biden announced that he will be implementing a number of executive actions focused on combating climate change.
In the coming days, my administration will announce the executive actions we have developed to combat this emergency. We need to act. We just take a look around. Right now, 100 million Americans are under heat alert. 100 million Americans.
Biden's executive action comes after Senator Joe Manchin reportedly said that he will not support a package before midterm elections, which includes any provisions on energy and climate, with his spokesperson stating that he wants to, quote, avoid taking steps that add fuel to the inflation fire, end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program being brought to you by our friends over at Mike Pillow. That would be Mike Lindell and company. And don't forget, Mike Lindell and My Pillow have been offering the buy one, get one extravaganzas going on here for quite some time, and they're still doing it until they run out. And when it's gone, folks, it's gone. That's all there is to it. When it's gone, it's gone. So keep in mind that you can go over to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and take a look at what's in there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need, CAPTAIN, and you'll save a ton of money on the stuff that's there. Now, right now, you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow.com Giza bed sheets. You can also get the Giza Elegance My Pillows. Those are the fancy pillows. Buy one, get one. The six-piece towel sets, the bath towel sets. Don't forget the beach towel sets, too, they've got now. That's an addition to everything. And also the Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows, the travel pillows, and a whole bunch more other items. Just go to that Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products, because when this is gone, it's gone. Now, you'll also be able to receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. The phone number again, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Again, the promo code will always be CAPTAIN. So, there you go. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
All right, now, we got a lot of ground we've covered tonight here, a lot of different topics. And I said something earlier about Joe Biden. We're 4 months out from the November midterm elections, and with the generic congressional ballot polling continuing to favor Republicans, and with Joe Biden's rock bottom approval ratings languishing somewhere in the basement, if there is a basement, I don't think he's found it yet, by the way. Frantic Democrats, including those in Biden's inner circle, have increasingly relied on what they hope the First Lady could bring them, Joe Biden, and that was to bring them some positive points to the scenario to kind of try to balance out her husband, right?
Right.
Well, first of all, that's not happening. First Lady Jill Biden has seen her approval ratings drop 24 points in the past year. Now, according to the CNN SSRS poll, which was released this week, when asked whether or not they had a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Mrs. Biden, 34% say they had a favorable opinion of her, while 29% had an unfavorable opinion, and another 37% said that they just weren't sure about what their opinion was. Now, when asked that question by the same poll, a year ago, 58% said that they had a favorable opinion of Mrs. Biden. So she has lost 24 points.
Well, right. And this is different because as they came into power, Captain, you mentioned the basement. Well, of course, Joe Biden pretty much lived in the basement for the 2020 campaign, basically. But I think they came into power and they had a lot of goodwill, but more and more people started to find out who Joe Biden is and who Jill Biden is, and they just, I think they're just not connecting. They were sort of put up as these, as this, the most incredible thing. Was it Whoopi Goldberg, I think, who said she was an amazing doctor, maybe didn't understand she was not a medical doctor in that sense, but it just goes on and on. And as they go out there and they're in public and they do stuff, their points go down. Maybe they should spend less time in public.
Now, we all know that on January 6th, Mike Pence, the vice president at the time, was supposed to do certain things, according to Donald Trump, that they thought was going to be allowed. But I guess Mike Pence felt that the things that were asked of him were unconstitutional, so he was going to follow the Constitution to the letter of the law, and he did. But yesterday, a bipartisan group of senators unveiled two separate bills clarifying the role of the vice president in certifying elections to prevent another January 6th.
Right. Well, I think that in this case, actually, it was Mike Pence who prevented January 6th in that sense. He didn't do what he was asked to do, as you rightly pointed out. He didn't believe it was a constitutional authority of the vice president of the United States to do such a thing. And so, of course, you'll find people bringing these kinds of bills. Question, do we really need that kind of bill? It looked like the system worked.
Yeah, and as it turned out, he didn't have the authority to do what he was being asked to because no one had ever done it before. So that was treading on very unsafe, unchartered waters, if you will. And you don't want to be the first one to do something like that because if you are, what happens later is you wind up getting challenged constitutionally, and you look like a fool, and I think he was afraid of all that could have happened.
Well, right, and certainly it wasn't on firm ground. It would have, at best, been on incredibly shaky ground.
There you go, standing on shaky ground.
That's right, that's right. And, of course, a lot of people thought and still believe at this time that there was some irregularities in the 2020 election, and more and more about that is coming out. But it's not vested into one person in order to set aside the election, basically. And so it's hard to hear. It's not something that that is, I think, to be very popular, but it's definitely something that Mike Pence took very seriously. So people shouldn't fault him for that. But I just think that he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't at this point. There's groups who are just going to dislike him no matter what.
Now, the Kremlin's goals have expanded beyond capturing just eastern Ukraine, according to statements from Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov made yesterday on state TV. Now, earlier this year, the Kremlin abandoned taking the Ukrainian capital of Kiev and shifted focus to the eastern Donbas region, at which time Lavrov blamed the U.S. for arming Ukraine with a long-range weapon or two, which he claimed have changed the war. So U.S. intelligence, which long has predicted Russia would attempt to annex best parts of the Ukraine by installing pro-Moscow leaders to run the staged referendums, this could happen perhaps as soon as September in some areas, but it looks like as if it's going to stay pretty much the way it is right now for a while.
Yeah, I think they absolutely had to readjust to the reality on the ground. It was supposed to be a blitzkrieg into Kyiv, and as you said, you know, set up the puppet government and all that stuff, the the sympathetic regime, and then go from there. But it went completely sideways for the Russians, and that's a good thing. But now is Putin simply going to settle in and say, well, I just really want this part, so if I get this part, then I'll stop for now until next time?
Well, on Wednesday, yesterday, the European Union asked its members to slash their gas demand by 15% until March to avoid winter shortages, as the bloc leaders now fear Russia could cut off the EU supply over its support of the Ukraine. And, of course, they are saying that there's not going to be any more gas going to Europe.
Yeah, this is going to be a very, very serious thing. It's going to once again point up the fact that you can't rely, you know, on certain sources of oil or energy, and the energy independence, and working together, especially in the NATO and this basic setup is going to be so important moving forward.
But where could they get liquefied petroleum? I say,
yeah, where's that?
The United States.
Well, of course.
We're the largest producer of liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, as they say, and we could send it to them if they just say something.
Well, right. A part of this whole thing, too, Captain, is the degradation of energy itself, because energy also equals control. We know that energy has the major impacts on our foreign policy.
Uh-huh.
Look what just happened. The president went to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we're going to go to break here, but I want to get something in here. Everything is so expensive, folks, no one can afford to buy anything anymore. And on the other hand, that sounds something like Yogi Berra's famous line about a restaurant was when it was past its prime. He said, nobody goes there anymore. It's just too crowded. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Walk This Way. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, that's a classic.
Did that get moving? Did that get your toes tapping?
Yep. Oh, sure.
All righty. Okay. Take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, folks, out west tonight, we've definitely got some rain to tell you about. Just a little bit here and there, but it's coming across Interstate 25. This is going to be several miles north, it looks like, of Williamsburg tonight in New Mexico. So be aware of that. Also, I-10, as you start to approach the border with Arizona, near Lordsburg. You've also got rain coming across the interstate there. Looks like the rain that was south of Tucson and Green Valley last hour has now moved a little bit to the west and to the north. So this is now going to be coming across I-10 if you're in the Mescal area, so be aware of that. Now, there's a lot of rain south of the border, and it's really reaching far down into Mexico, but right now just really skirting the border with Arizona. We've also got, of course, the heat warnings, heat advisories covering most of southern Arizona over into southern California. Central California also has a heat advisory. We've also got excessive heat warnings. This is going to include the area near St. George in southern Utah, but you've also got excessive heat watches as you travel up Interstate 15 up towards Nephi, also down south from St. George through Las Vegas. You've got excessive heat warnings. Kingman, Arizona, down through Mexicali, you've got all these excessive heat warnings happening. So be very careful out there.
All righty. Well, I'm going to take you to where the severe weather is here at the moment. And if you're going up north out of Nashville, Tennessee, up by 65, you're going to have some severe thunderstorm warnings and some flood warnings right there just over the border in Kentucky, about a 25-mile stretch, about 10 miles deep. So be advised of that. Now, coming back down into Tennessee, we've got severe thunderstorm watches and flash flood watches in the Nashville area right now. But over east and going up I-81, we have an area where we have some severe thunderstorm warnings right now over there where Eric in East Tennessee lives. So he might be getting a little bit of a thunder boomer right now in his backyard. Now, moving back into Oklahoma, the eastern part of Oklahoma, the southern part south of Little Rock, down all the way down into the northern part of Louisiana and all of Mississippi right now. There is a high heat advisory as well as a severe thunderstorm watch and or thunderstorm warning in a lot of areas, as well as some flooding that's going on from the last round of storms that they had here in the last day. And over in Alabama, you're going to see some weather there as well, especially up around Birmingham and over in Montgomery. Again, part of the weather came from yesterday. Rivers are up, and if they get any more rain, which they're very apt to today in the storms, it's going to make it a little bit more miserable. Now, we've expanded the area over in South Carolina and North Carolina, where the high heat is and where some of the severe thunderstorm watches are in play right now. It's pretty much all the way up I-95 up into Virginia and then coming up into Maryland and Delaware and Jersey and then coming out of New York City up towards Albany on I-87, 95 continuing through Connecticut on up to Boston and then up towards the New Hampshire line. So there'll be sporadic, not only warm temperatures up through there today, but also sporadic thunderstorms in the area as the system that's coming across. And there is an upper level low, that one right there in Tennessee and Kentucky, that is moving to the east. That's going to bring some bad weather with it over to the east, Kyle. So again, with the weather that I can see, with the problems that we're probably going to have during the course of the day, it's a good day to just kind of keep your eyes on the sky and adjust accordingly when the rain comes, right?
Exactly right.
All right. Now, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the location nearest you. For RVers out there, you've got all kinds of great amenities that you can check out. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. Also, check out the My Rewards Plus app. This is the fastest route to rewards out there on the road. You can start saving. You can start getting great offers and much more. That's the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And don't forget that check it out, the Pilot and Flying J. You'll be glad you did. If you're out there on the road, it's a great home away from home. Plus, they've got the plug-ins now at a number of locations for the electronic vehicles, so you'll find that there as well. Okay, joining us now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a warm one, but yes, it is.
Yes, it's a little bit warm, and I can adjust to warm, beats cold, and it beats all the rotten weather going on. Okay, so we're going to start with Hunter Biden, because the Department of Justice, according to sources, and Fox News was one of the ones reporting this, is taking a look at a slew of potential charges against Hunter Biden as their probe is heating up. And they may not have any choice but to do something. What the something's going to be, we just don't know.
At issue is the Department of Justice, because Merrick Garland has expressed his sentiment that in an election year and so close to an election, even though Biden is not on the ballot, they generally do not bring charges. So, yeah. And you can, even if there is anything that advances, it would generally be some kind of a plea deal. So, we're not holding out much hope here.
Okay. And, again, nobody knows for sure what's going to transpire here. And, you know, I'm going to say that somewhere along the line, they're going to have to do something, especially if they drag this out into the next, Congress, the next election cycle, because then I think they're going to be forced to do something, but that's just me.
Well, it depends upon, it is said that the investigation has hit a critical condition. Now, what that necessarily means, as far as people, as far as charges, as far as, what kind of laws have been broken, so we have no idea, but this administration, through this Department of Justice, has been very lax on bringing charges to anybody who's a Democrat, especially most recently the Colbert 9. They dropped charges. So,
yeah,
it's I'm pretty disgusted with it.
Yep, everything got dropped. Yep, you're right. Absolutely, positively. Okay, folks, we'll hold that thought, and we will be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting cranked up here. A beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope the weather's fine where you are, unless, of course, you're up in East Tennessee. Eric up here might be doing a little trouble.
969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.